Today's Tanya is at the beginning of Perek Mem Zayin, chapter 47, where the Alter Rebbe is explaining a love of God that is revealed in any person and in every person when he stops to think about God's love for him. How through the mitzvah that God gives us, he elevates us to a level of holiness that is equal to his own. That every time a person does a mitzvah, he is embracing God and kissing God, merging with God breath to breath through the study of Torah and through the act of the mitzvahs. And this intimacy on God's part, that God elevates us and shows this kind of love to the Jew, must arouse in the Jew an equal and opposite love, a reciprocal love for God. In every generation, in fact in every day, a person is obligated to experience himself coming out of Mitzrayim. And what does it mean to be coming out of Mitzrayim, and how can it be every day? Vehi yitzias nefesh olikis mimaisir haguv mashva dechivya. It is the exodus, the liberation of the godly soul from its imprisonment in the body. The body is called mashva dechivya, the snake skin, the skin of the snake, because it is darkened by the sin of the snake in the Garden of Eden, and it blocks the view, it blocks the nefesh from being able to see godliness, even while the godliness is taking place during the act of the mitzvah. So the nefesh has to be released, it has to be set free from this imprisonment. Likolel biyichud erein sev baruchu, so that it can be merged into the oneness of God, al yidei esek ha-teira v'ha-mitzvah b'chlal, through the performance of mitzvah, study of Torah in general, ubefrat, and particularly bekabolas malchus shamayim bekrish meshebo mekabolu mamshich olav yichudei yizbarech befedish, particularly in the saying of the Shema, where he verbally, actually takes upon himself the oneness of God. Ba'omrei, when he says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so the oneness of God that comes as a result of every mitzvah and every study of Torah is most clearly expressed in the saying of the Shema, where it actually describes that oneness. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That when we say Elokeinu, our God, it's like saying the God of Avraham. What does it mean, the God of Avraham? That in the act of the mitzvah, we become one with God, and the holiness of God becomes our holiness, so that we can say it is our holiness, it is our God. Because Avraham was completely bottled and therefore merged into God's oneness, therefore it was Elokei Avraham, it was the God of Avraham. Avraham's status, Avraham's condition was the condition of godliness. Raksha Avraham zocha lozeh b'maisa v'hiluche b'kedesh mimadregi l'madregi. Only Avraham attained this level of oneness with God through his deeds and through his consistent growth in holiness from level to level. Kameshikosu v'yisa Avraham holeich v'naseya, etc. As it says that Avraham traveled and rose in his travels, which were physical travels, traveling through the length and breadth of the land, but they also represented spiritual growth, a constant, continuous growing. Aval anachnu, so Avraham had to do it through his own efforts and through his own personal greatness. Aval anachnu, but for us, Yerusha matana hilanu, it's an inheritance and a gift. Shenosan lanu es teizasi, that God gave us his teizah. V'hil bishbazit seinei v'chachmasei yizbarich, and he clothed within the Torah that he gives us his will and his wisdom. And his will and his wisdom are completely one with him, with himself. So it's as if he gives us himself. As it says about Torah, that the letters of the word Anoichi stand for Ano Nafshi Ksavis Yehovis. I give you my soul in writing. So God gives himself to us in Torah as a gift. Take for me a truma. It means take me in the offering. That in the act of the mitzvah you take me. It says in the Zayah that the pasuk should have said v'yikholi, you should take me and truma. But when we do a mitzvah, it's not two separate things. We're doing a mitzvah and engaging in godliness. The mitzvah is the godliness. So with Avraham, the oneness with God came as a result of his great effort, of his personal holiness. With us, the godliness is there as a gift and an inheritance. And this is what we say in the Kiddush, that God gave us in love, or the other verse that we say in the Shemayin Esrei, by the light of your face, you gave us God our God. The meaning here is not only that God gave us, but that what he gave us was God himself. He gave us himself. And because of this, there is no interference for us. From being able to cleave to what God's oneness, since we are given Torah, so we don't have to have a great level of godliness and a great soul and great effort. We can do it as a result of the gift that was given to us, and there is nothing standing in our way and preventing us from becoming one with God. Elo harotzin. The only thing that can block it is our own will. She'im ein ha'adam reitze klal chas v'shalom l'davka bei. That if the person, God forbid, doesn't want to cleave to God, then that is an obstacle. That can interfere. Aval miyad shereitze. But as soon as he wants to be one with God, u'mekabel u'mamshech olav elikusei yizbareich, and he accepts and draws down to himself God's godliness, ve'eimer Hashem elikeinu Hashem Echad, and he says, our God. God is one. Hare memeila nichlelis nafshe biyichudei yizbareich. Then his soul becomes instantly absorbed into God's oneness. De ruach, aisi ruach, v'amshich ruach. Because the spirit evokes spirit and brings it down. In other words, when the person is motivated, when the person is inspired and takes the initiative here below to move himself towards godliness, then godliness also is moved towards him, and they join and they become one. Vehi b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we mean by yitzias Mitzrayim. That every day a person has to come out of Egypt, he has to come out of the restrictions that his own will places on his relationship to God, and once he wants to be one with God and he seeks that oneness, then he releases the nefesh, his soul, from its imprisonment, and it merges with God's oneness. The lochein tiknu pashas yitzias Mitzrayim b'shas krishma davke, and that's why we read about yitzias Mitzrayim in the krishma. Although the remembering and the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim is a separate mitzvah from the mitzvah of the Shema, Kedisa Begimoto Peskin, Ela Mipnei Shein Dover Echad Mamish. So these two subjects are brought together in the Shema, the oneness of God, and the coming out of Egypt, because they are the same subject. The oneness of God is attained through coming out of Egypt. V'chein b'seif pashat yitiyas Mitzrayim, Mesayim gam kein ani Hashem alikeichem. We find also in the reverse, just as there is Yitzias Mitzrayim mentioned in the Shema, there is also an element of the Shema mentioned in the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because at the conclusion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah says, ani Hashem alikeichem, v'haynu gam kein k'mei shekosuv li'il. And it's also for the same reason mentioned before, that they are one and the same subject. Yitzias Mitzrayim means oneness with God once you remove the obstacles. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 10th of Iyar, the Rebbe writes, Noginon lahatbil prusas hameitzi sholish pomeh b'melach. It is our custom to dip the bread three times in the salt, v'loy lizrak hamelech al haprusa, and not to throw the salt on the bread, but to dip the bread in the salt. Yom Beis, the Chag HaShavuos, on the second day of Shavuos, in Tov Reish Chof Aleph, in the year 1768, Besuda, during the meal, Siper HaTzemach Tzedek. This is in 1861, the Tzemach Tzedek related the following, that Yom Beis, the Chag HaShavuos, Tov Kuf Nun Hei, that on the second day of Shavuos, in the year 1795, Omar Azmur, my grandfather said, the Alter Rebbe, said that the Yom Beis, the Chag HaShavuos, that on the second day of Shavuos, Tov Kuf Chof Ches, in the year 1768, in the times of the Magid, Besuda, Omar Kveit Kedushas Meiri Verabi, in the meal of the second day of Shavuos, my master, my teacher said, and this is the Magid of Mezrich, Usfartem Lochem, that concerning this, the counting of the Omer, the Torah says, Usfartem Lochem, and you should count. Usfartem Humiloshen Svirus Ubihirus. The word Svartem, which means counting, can also mean brightness, clearness. Usfartem lochem, what does it mean to be bright? Tzrichem lases sheyiyeh halochem bohir. We have to polish and make shine the lochem, the person himself. That a person should become bright. Vayishan kvei kedushas azmur al zreyes kochei. And the Alter Rebbe, my grandfather, rested his head on his arms, the Yisheder es Hanigun shel Dalet Bavis, and he sang the Nigun of the four stanzas, in other words, the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, what we now call the Alter Rebbe's Nigun, the Dveikus Gdoila in great concentration. Achakach, Higbiyas Reishi HaKodesh. Vayemer. Afterwards he raised his head and he said, the Nigun shel Shaila, in the tune of a question, in the tones of a question, and with what do we polish and make shine the lochem, the self, the teich kedei dibur omar, and then he immediately said, benigin shel tshuva, in the tune of an answer, of a response, b'sheva shaboseis tmimes, with seven complete shabosim. Which means bebiru sheva hamidis, by purifying the seven emotions. Shekol mido mido tiyakula misheva. How do we purify the emotion? That no emotion should stand raw and stark, but that every emotion should contain within itself an element of all the other seven emotions. And that sheva shaboseis, seven times seven. V'sheva hamidis atzmam, yihiyu sheva shaboses. And the seven emotions themselves should also be seven shabosim, the Shabbos eina tzricha bir, because Shabbos represents a level of holiness that doesn't need refinement. So the emotion should be elevated to a level where they need no further refinement.